Good afternoon, everyone. It is time for Living the Good Life, and we're glad you're joining us today on this beautiful Sunday afternoon in Clearwater, Florida. And we're going to have a great show. I am so looking forward to this day. It's been a great day already, worshiping God, praising God on this Sunday, and now to have this opportunity to talk about him, it's wonderful. Nathan, is that you on the air, brother?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Let me get your mic up here a little bit so we can hear you better. How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
You're doing all right? I know you're battling some physical issues, but we're glad that you are with us today on the air. And we're going to talk about praising God. How important is that?
Very, very,
very important, isn't it, brother? Woo, yes, absolutely. In a couple minutes, we're going to do one of your songs, Forever and Ever, Amen. And why don't you tell our audience, this is Brother Nathan Burton, and he's been our worship leader since 03, and I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and this is Beacon of Hope Ministries from Clearwater, Florida. We're in our 15th year as a ministry, 10th year on the air. It's always great to be on the air, isn't it? So why don't you tell them how the album of yours, which is featured on our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com, bohmglobal.com, how that came about, Nathan, this song that we're going to do and how your album happened and people can actually go to our website and they can order that. So do you want to talk about that?
Well, the song on the album came from worship songs and praise songs that we did at church.
That
the Lord just gave to me spontaneously.
Right, absolutely.
And you know what? It seems like it was a season because this is not much happening lately.
Right, but you know,
it seems like it was the season for it.
Don't you think, Nathan, that in life that we do have these seasons, you know, and there are times that things are, you know, I got to admit, I miss some of those glorious services we had back in Tampa when we were a much larger church and busting out the seams and the music praise team was amazing. I miss some of that. I really do. Don't you?
I do too.
Yeah.
I do.
We had some glorious times and it was a season. You know, and a lot of times in our lives, we get depressed and discouraged when things change, but change is a part of life. You know, do you want to talk about that?
Well, as we grow and mature in the Lord, he brings different things into our lives.
Right.
And he takes certain things away from our lives.
Right.
You know, just that thing that we are ready for.
And right.
The thing that we are not ready for, he does not allow.
Right.
I just believe that, you know, during the season of the music, that it was just so prolific.
Yes.
God just was pouring out praise for himself, praise to himself.
Yes, he was.
But, you know, and it was awesome. I mean, forever and forever, amen.
That was written in one of our services, as I remember.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
But that was a spontaneous utterance.
It was.
And it came forward. Yeah.
And
it came forward. And
And glory to God that is what happened, Nathan, that the anointing, which is the presence of God, we're going to talk about that anointing today, and we're going to talk about the power of praise in our lives, because we're in this series right now entitled The Power of Praise. That's a good title. And and that's what was going on in about 2003 to about 2008, possibly. There was a lot of the anointing moving through music. You wrote a lot during that time. You actually recorded this album and professionally done, where you're playing all the instruments, which cracks me up. I mean, it really does, that you're playing all the instruments. You laid down all those tracks separately, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but that's amazing. Having owned a recording studio many years ago, which my ex-husband and I did, I understand that laying down of tracks and how people can do that, do multiple instruments and do multiple voices, which you also did. You're the harmony to yourself on some of them, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Pretty cool. So, I don't know, as I was preparing the music for today, I thought, you know, I'd love to feature one of your songs that, and we do this from time to time, but we encourage you, listeners, go to our website, go to bohmglobal.com, and it's a huge website because we have hundreds of our shows there, but you'll be able to find Nathan's album and you can order it, and or the other way to do it is just send me directly. This would be the easiest way, really. Send me directly an email, pastor@bohmglobal.com, pastor@bohmglobal.com. Just do that. Send me an email with an address, and we will send you a CD in return. So with a love offering, that would be great if you would do that. That would be super. But so pastor@bohmglobal.com. So, Nathan, why do we praise God before we get to this song, Forever and Ever, Amen? Why would you write a song quite like this? Would you talk about that a minute?
Well, we praise God for who he is, for what he's done.
Right.
What he can do.
Right.
What he does do.
Yes.
We praise him for his provision. We praise him for his intercession. We praise him for life.
Right.
We praise him for our salvation.
Amen.
For a number of things.
So much to thank him for, right?
Yes, 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 there is. Yes, there is.
That's why we do it. So let's get right to it. Let's get this song going right here, Forever and Ever, Amen. And then Betty will join us too. I tell you, you can't help but clap and sing along to this one, Nathan. This is Nathan singing, but you can join him. You can learn. It's a cool song.
For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen.
Bless the Lord,
bless the Lord, creator of all things. We sing praises to the Lord, forever and ever, amen.
Bless the Lord,
bless the Lord, creator of all things. We sing praises to the Lord, forever and ever, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen.
Let's bless the Lord,
bless the Lord, creator of all things. We sing praises to the Lord, forever and ever. is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever. Amen.
For thine is the kingdom.
For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever. Amen.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever. Amen.
Woo! I love it, Nathan. I love that song. I have always loved that song. Betty, are you on the air with us?
Yes. Good afternoon, Pastor. Good afternoon, Brother Nathan.
Yes, yes. Your voice is coming through real clear. Nathan, if you can just speak a little louder when you talk, that'll help here. So I've got you up as high as I can. What you think of that song, Betty? I know you've heard it before, that Nathan wrote and did his own vocals and his own instruments. Isn't that hilarious?
Oh, okay. He's just a very talented, you know, God has really blessed him.
Yes.
With musical ability to be able to praise the Lord with music.
Yes.
And in fact, I have.
You have that album.
That he recorded.
Yeah, you have
that. I sure do. And it's just like, you know, makes you just, it makes you happy on the inside.
Doesn't it? Yes. And we were talking right as we started the show, Betty, maybe you heard the very beginning, where it just seemed like there was a season when he was writing a song constantly, you know, that God was just giving it. And there's so many times in our lives where we wonder why a season changes or moves on. But when we begin to praise God, it just brings all of that back up and just brings back all those wonderful memories. And why all this music happened is because we were praising God all the time and worshiping God and having amazing services. Kind of like we did at Cornerstone so long ago up in Indiana, Betty.
Yes, yeah, it was, you know, God moves when we praise him.
He does.
You know, it's a sweet sound to his ear, and he enjoys and inhabits the praises of his people.
Right.
And that's, I guess that's what makes it so exhilarating and so exciting to be able to, you know, like turn on Nathan's CD or to turn on Christian radio music.
Right.
And, you know, Christian music has changed.
It has a lot.
Over the years.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, listening to the new genre and listening to the old hymns and music, it's a blend of I think that's what they sing in heaven, is they sing, some sing the old hymn, some sing the new song.
Right.
You know? And it is. It's God creates new songs in each of us every single day.
He does. We're going to start with Psalm 100, dear ones, Betty and Nathan. And I know I didn't tell you that in the email. So we're just going to let the Holy Spirit lead. And I got to tell you, I'm pumped, guys. I had a wonderful morning in worship and praise, but also I cut two new Spanish shows this morning. And when I do that, I tell you, I am just ready to soar because I love being back in the Spanish language and putting those shows on our new station in Puebla, Mexico, and got two of them cut today. And I tell you, I was just praising God doing those shows. And God led me to Psalm 100. Of course, in my one of my shows this morning, it was Salmos 100, but we'll call it Psalm 100 here for you all, since most of you, I think, speak English. Would that be good instead of Salmos 100?
That would be good.
That would be wonderful.
Okay, let's do that. On your feet now, applaud God. I love the way this starts in the Message Bible, Psalm 100. On your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourselves into his presence. Sing yourselves into his presence. I tell you what, there's so much in that first verse. On your feet, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourselves into his presence. Nathan, talk to me about verse 1 of Psalm 100, will you?
Wow, just God inhabits the praises of his people.
Yes, he does.
And we know this from experience. I mean, we know this because every time we go into worship and praise, he shows up.
He does. Yes.
And the anointing becomes so heavy.
Right.
And so wonderful. And just, he moves and moves among us and talks to us. And
amen.
It's just amazing. And you can't help but laugh.
You can't help but laugh.
You know,
no.
Be joyful. You can't help but be joyful. Because
I agree. And
just sing ourselves into his presence. That's key.
Yes.
We sing ourselves into his presence.
Sing yourselves into his presence. I love that. Whoa, talk to me about that, Betty, because that's what we do. We sing ourselves. Maybe we don't feel like it when we start to praise God. Maybe we just don't feel like it. Maybe it's something of an act of our will. Okay, I'm going to praise God, and Lord, I'm going to hope that I start feeling better here through it. And immediately you do. This is one of those great rewards right away. I mean, you can take vitamins for years and think you're not seeing any results, you know. But when you take the vitamin of singing yourself into the presence of God, you get immediate results, Betty. Talk to me. Woo!
Well, I believe that when we come into his courts with praise,
right?
I believe that it starts from the heart.
Amen.
And once we begin to relinquish the things that we have gone through maybe for that day, that we relinquish those to God and then praise him, and it's like an anvil lifts off of your shoulders. When you begin to make a joyful noise and you begin to sing praises to the Almighty God, that his presence is so astounding when he comes upon you that you can't help but either cry, laugh, you know, sing, bow,
right.
Pray, whatever it is that when his presence comes upon you, you are just enthralled. You are exhilarated. You are catapulted in almost like the throne of God, that you're singing around the throne.
Amen.
With all of the angels and the choir. I mean, it's just it's a feeling that you have to experience to be able to understand what we're talking about. It's just the glory of God falls when you start to begin to praise him and applaud him and worship him. I mean, it's just, there are no words that it can explain how the presence of God can overtake you, and overtake you with laughter.
Right.
It can overtake you with emotions of you feel sadness, but no, they're tears of joy. They are uplifting. Praise uplifts you. Uplifts
yes.
You and holds you high and pulls you out of whatever mess or whatever funk that you're in.
Yes. Well, that's the truth. And it does do all that. Praise God. Praise God that it does. And to be able to have a verse like this that says, bring a gift of laughter and sing yourselves into his presence. That means that even though those times that you don't feel like you're in his presence, the beginning, and when you start applauding God and you start singing, things change. That's what we're saying, right, Nathan?
Yes, it does. I mean, especially when you're singing from your heart.
Right.
And sometimes it's your purpose. It's your purpose in your heart, even though you don't feel like it, but you purpose that.
Right.
And you say, I'm going to praise God regardless.
Right. Yes.
I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him until things change, and then I'm going to keep on praising him.
Amen. Way, amen. Keep on praising
him. Miraculous things happen.
Absolutely. Look at verse 3. That was 1 and 2 of Psalm 100. Know this. God is God. He made us. We didn't make him. We're his people, his well-tended sheep. And verse 4, enter in with the password, thank you. We all understand passwords in this technical age. Enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home talking praise. Thank him and worship him. Betty, talk to us about that. The password, thank you. I love that password.
Yeah, and, you know, the NIV, it says it all, and this is the old way I learned it. Enter his gates with thanksgiving.
Yes.
And his courts with
yes.
praise.
Yes.
And once you begin, and we go over this again, is that to make a joyful noise unto the Lord is music to his ears.
Right.
It's like hearing your grandkids say, Nana or Mimi, I love you.
Right.
I mean, it's those type of things that make you realize what praise does.
Oh,
and
what it can
bring, the significance that it can bring to the life that you're in.
Oh, amen, amen. So make yourself at home talking praise. Talk to me about that, Nathan. Make yourself at home talking praise. Talk to me about that whole sentence. I find it very interesting here.
Well, sometimes you know, unless you know the Lord, unless you really know him, and he lives within your heart, you don't know how to make yourself at home.
Yes.
Because he's there. But if he's not there, you know, if you never asked him into your life, you never asked him into your heart, then you don't know how to make yourself at home.
Right.
In him.
Right.
And,
you know, you're right about that.
But praise. Oh, I know. I know. But praise in him.
Praise,
make
yes.
At home and praise.
Well, wow, and you know how it feels when you go into somebody's home and you feel at home, they make you feel welcome, you know, and you just feel comfortable and you're just at home. You feel relaxed to say what you want to say and to relax and have a good time. Talk to me about that, Betty, when it comes to praising God, just that at home feeling, you know?
Right. It's that feeling of comfort. It's that feeling of how it enthralls you. How it encompasses you.
Right.
It's like a, it's like laying on a soft mattress and you're so tired. And all you want to do is just lay down and relax.
Right.
Well, this is in retrospect and hypothetically speaking, with that phrase, is that when you come into his courts with praise and you enter his home, his home is where we want to be. It's his presence. And it's the Holy Spirit that comes in and makes you feel at home.
Right.
It's like a big comfy chair that you feel comfortable with, that you enjoy being there, that you you can lift your feet up, you can let go of the things that the chains, and you can let those off when you enter his courts with praise.
Amen.
And to make yourself at home, and that's what a lot of people say, hey, come on, you know, when they walk in the door, come in and make yourself at home.
Right.
Well, you go in, sit down, and if you really feel comfortable, like we do when we go to your house, you kick your shoes off, you play with the dog. And it's just one of those things where you like to be.
Right.
You like to be in the presence.
Yes,
God.
Absolutely. Nathan has always loved my mom's green recliner, Betty, and I gave it to my grandkids when they moved down here. So, Nathan, if you're going to sit in that again, you got to go visit my granddaughter and her husband and the babies.
Yeah, I understand.
but anyway, no, you know what? This is so good to know that when we do enter his presence with thanksgiving, when we do come in and we begin to praise him, and when we are relaxed in his presence, he shows up. That's what we're talking about. Nathan talked to me about that. He shows up, for heaven's sake. Woo! That's enough to get excited about.
I feel strong in my heart right now. That expresses
it. Well, just go ahead and sing it.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place.
Yes.
Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place.
Ooh, yes. You still got it, brother.
Feel his presence. You know,
yes.
And we are welcome to his presence.
Amen.
Amen. As we welcome him, he welcomes us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When I was recording those two Spanish shows this morning, I tell you, you know, just doing that in a different language is different, but just sensing his presence as I was doing those shows, and I mean, I was just carried away with his mercy and his grace and just, I was talking on both those shows about praising him regardless. You know, one of the songs I used in Spanish was that Praise You in the Storm. That no matter what is going on, we're going to praise God because that's what we are born to do. Betty, talk to me about that.
Exactly.
We were created to praise him. Woo! I'm getting pretty excited in here.
Well, I know you are. And, you know, you've got to make sure you stay seated and stay at the engineering board now.
That's right. It's all fixed now. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Praise God. One of the things that, you know, when Nathan was singing that song is that once you enter his courts with praise, you don't want to leave.
That's right.
No, you don't.
Because it's just like when you record the Hispanic version for the station down in Mexico.
Mexico, I love the way you say that, ma'am.
I know. I've been practicing.
Okay. Mexico.
I'm Mexico. Even when I listen to your messages in Spanish, you still know, the Lord still enters with you. He ministers to you. I may not understand a thing that you're saying, but that when the word goes forth, praise goes forth.
Right.
It can be in any language that, you know, that God gives you, a prayer language or whatever. But you know that the presence of God is there.
Woo.
Because you're able to feel his presence. His presence comes when his people praise him. And that's so important, of how beautiful that God is when we begin to praise him.
Oh, you said a word we're going to look at in verse 5 of Psalm 100. Beautiful. For God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always and ever. For God is sheer beauty, all generous in love. Nathan, talk to me about all generous love and loyalty and beauty. All of this describing King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
The thing is, there is nothing that we can do that can separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
And when I think about that, it is such a awesome feeling. Such an awesome feeling, because you realize that you're his child. And even though you misbehave,
right,
you don't separate yourself from his love.
Right.
He loves you still. I mean, we love our children, even when they misbehave.
Right.
We still love them. God loves us more. God loves us in a way that is hard to describe. I mean, it's hard to describe, because God is God, and God is love. And sheer beauty, oh my goodness. You know, I get up in the mornings, I look outside, and I look at the flowers that are blooming, some of our flowers that are blooming, and see the sky sometimes, look up at the sky, and there's a cloud here, a cloud there. And it's just the beauty.
Yes.
Of God's creation that he allows us to live in.
Amen.
I mean, you know, you talk about the Garden of Eden. And of course, the Garden of Eden was more beautiful than what we live in now, but it's hard to imagine.
It is, isn't it?
It's hard to imagine.
Well, the beauty. Go ahead.
Well, because we live in such beauty. I mean, we live in Florida.
Right.
This is America's
well,
paradise.
Betty doesn't. Betty doesn't live
well,
in.
This is
no,
true. This is
no
true.
She doesn't.
But she comes and visits every once in a while. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Thanks for reminding me.
We live in paradise.
We do, and it is beautiful, and God is beautiful. Let's go over to Psalm 104, verse 1. Oh, my soul, bless God. God, my God, how great you are. How great you are. Beautifully, gloriously robed. Dressed up in sunshine and all heaven stretched out for your tent. You built your palace on the ocean deeps. You made a chariot out of the clouds and took off on wind wings. You commanded winds as messengers, appointed fire and flame as ambassadors. You set earth on a firm foundation so that nothing can shake it ever. You blanketed earth with ocean, covered the mountains with deep waters. Then you roared and on and on and on. Psalm 104 just shows the majestic creation that God has made for us to live in, and also that we are. We are a majestic creation, too. Woo, talk to me about that. Oh, talk to me about that, Nathan, then we'll go to Betty about that. Mm.
Well, the fact of the matter is, we are wondrous, wonderfully made, and gloriously, gloriously made, because we're made in his image.
Right.
And because we're made in his image, that makes us a magnificent creation.
Woo, we are. And yet... We're so different. We're so diverse in so many ways, you know? You know, like,
we are really different.
Well, okay, you are a gorgeous 60 something black man, right? Right?
60 something, yeah.
60 something, right?
I am.
Okay,
yes,
and I am. And then we got Betty, who's a gorgeous 60 something white woman, right?
Yes.
And we have all kinds of other listeners around the globe now, because we're in so many countries that have brown skin, yellow skin, red skin, whatever their skin is, and whatever their different personality types are, and their likes, their dislikes. And God created all of us to be diverse. You don't see the same lake in every state of this country, or the same little ponds everywhere. It is different everywhere. Talk to me about that, Betty. And so are we. Although, Betty, I think you and Nathan are beginning to look more like all the time. Nathan and I are actually triplets. We decided that many years ago, right, Nathan?
Yes.
And
yes,
we have another member of our triplet family, Yvette, down in Fort Myers. And we all kind of, we think we look alike, which isn't true at all, but I think it's because our hearts are the same. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Our hearts are the same.
Even though our exterior looks a little different, and Nathan's, of course, being older than anyone's. But go ahead, Betty.
Thanks for putting me in the middle. I appreciate that. But, you know, I've seen the picture of the triplets. And
yes, you have.
That, you know, even though that you physically are different.
We are.
You're one same in Christ.
We are.
And it's amazing to me how that when he formed us in the womb, each one of us have our own characteristics, that we have our own DNA. I mean, nobody's DNA is the same that he creates. And it's so amazing to me the beauty that comes from loving God, and no matter who we are, where we've been, whatever we've done, that his love endures forever.
Right.
And he loves each and every one of us the same. He doesn't love Nathan any more than he loves you, Pastor Marcia. And he doesn't love me any more than he loves you two. We're all equal.
Amen.
In the house of God.
Amen.
And I praise God for that, because even though that you are geographically challenged down in Florida, with beaches and sunshine and so forth.
We're geographically challenged.
Yeah.
Oh, Nathan, there's something wrong with this woman. She needs to make another trip to Florida. She's forgotten how beautiful it is.
She needs to come down one more time.
Yeah, I guess. She's going to have to make a trip. Tell your husband, bring you down, Betty, because you've forgotten. Your mind is, it's that, I don't know what's going on with your head, you know. But anyway, go ahead.
It's humidity, I'm sure.
Humidity, okay.
I'm dehydrated.
Okay.
But, you know, God gives us, he gives us the opportunity to be who we want to be in
him.
That's right. And when you were talking about praise, each one of us praise God maybe a little bit different. And Nathan, you know, he is so musically talented.
Oh, yeah.
You are, I don't know what you are, but you are...
Lord, I'm trying hard not to take that as an offensive comment, Betty.
Let me finish.
I think she's a wild woman.
Wild woman is true. Yes, go ahead.
Well, and she is. And I say, but it says even in the Bible to praise God, use your entire lungs.
Yes.
To be able to praise
yes.
God.
Yes.
And Marcia is not, or Pastor Marcia is, sorry, it's not after 5.
That's right.
Pastor is a devout woman that enjoys praising God.
There you go. And, I agree with that.
And Nathan enjoys praising God. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't been in a lot of your services, but when the Holy Spirit hits, it's just like it hits Nathan, it hits Pastor first. Then it hits Nathan. then it hits PJ, Pastor Jim. And then it just spreads like wildfire.
It does, doesn't it?
Congregation.
Yes, it does.
That's what God created us to do. God created us to praise him.
Uh-huh.
And to give him glory and to exalt him. And what better way to do it than with song or just by saying thank you. You know, I love that word, password. The password is thank you.
I love that, yes.
I really enjoy that. And he is so thankful when we do utter praises to him, I believe.
Oh, amen. Woo, amen. Wow. Well, I tell you what, this is a time to praise God, because when our nation is in the turmoil that it's been in the last few months, we're going through election season, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of things going on in people's lives, there's jobs that are changing or falling apart or whatever the case may be, this is the perfect time to praise God. And we're going to see an example of this in Acts chapter 3. So let's go there. And we're getting ready to do one of all three of our favorite songs, Praise the Lord, here in just a minute. But Acts 3, one day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, that was the hour of prayer, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Peter and John were on their way to the temple for prayer meeting. At the same time, now, is this a coincidence, anyone? Is this a coincidence? Are there any coincidences in God's kingdom? Nathan,
no.
You want to, or
no.
Betty, either one of you answer that. There aren't, are they? No coinky dinkies. No. God has things planned out. You know, he does. And when we stress about our lives and stress about this and stress about that, and I'm guilty just like everybody, I'll tell you, and I figure out, how am I going to do all this today? This morning I woke up thinking that, because I had all kinds of stuff to do today. Homes to show tonight as a realtor, this show, the Spanish shows to do, all kinds of things to do today. And yet God worked it all out perfectly, as he so does. So at the same time, there was a man crippled from birth being carried up at the very same time. Not a coincidence. Every day he was set down at the temple gate, the one named Beautiful, to beg from those who go on into the temple. Now, this had to be a common thing. They saw this man day after day after day sitting at the door of the temple begging, and he knew when people came for prayer, when the prayer meeting was, he knew it. And I would think, because we're humans, that a lot of times when we see the same thing over and over again, we just tend to not see it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, explain that, Nathan. You know, when it just becomes commonplace and just, oh, yeah, there's that guy again. Yeah, there's that guy. You know?
Well, you've explained it. There's so many things that we take for granted.
Right, exactly.
You know, or that we see it, and we see it and we really don't see it.
Exactly.
Because we see it so often.
Right.
We just take it for granted.
So this guy called attention to himself. Now, people, I think this is, and Betty, I want your take on this. There is nothing wrong, this is my statement, there is nothing wrong with calling attention to yourself in God's presence and saying, God, I bless you, I praise you. Do you know that notices, God notices that? Betty, talk to me about that. This guy called attention to himself.
Well, I believe that the Lord had him there.
Right.
The Lord sent him there.
Right.
That, like you said, there is no coincidence. And a lot of times, God gives you a spirit of boldness.
Right.
That you're able to say, hey. And you say it with holy boldness.
You say what? What do you say, Betty? You say what?
Holy boldness. And sometimes it just takes that. It just takes that oomph.
Yes.
To maybe bring people, maybe take that spirit of timidity, and it turns it around into a spirit of boldness where you're able to stand up and say, I'm the healed one.
Amen.
Or, I need you, Lord.
Woo!
Oh, God, there's something wrong, and I just don't know what it is.
You sound pitiful, Betty. Pitiful.
I'm just pitiful, isn't it? But when you speak and you approach the throne
yes.
with boldness,
yes.
God hears you. And he hears us even if we whisper, even if we can't even utter a sound, and you begin to praise God in your mind, and it just begins to roll out. And that's where that boldness came from. And I think that's where this crippled man, he was crippled from birth, is that he's tired of being crippled.
Yes.
And he wanted to say, God, I'm here. I'm here for a reason. God sent me here. I've been sitting here for years, and nobody's listened to me.
Yes.
Nobody's heard me. Everybody walks by me. Will you listen to me? And that's when, I mean, that's just when all heaven opened up, and he was able to walk again.
Amen.
And that's where the boldness came in.
That's right.
I'm sorry, I get off on these,
no,
these tangents.
No, you know what?
I'm exuberant.
You do seem exuberant. Are you okay? No, I'm teasing you.
I was praying this morning and this afternoon, and I'm fired up.
You're on fire too. All right. So I'm going to let you both react to these two verses or three verses when we come back from this song. It is Hebrews 4:14-16, and we're not done with Acts 3, so keep your finger there. But Hebrews 4:14-16 in the Message Bible says, now that we know what we have, Jesus, this great high priest, with ready access to God, let's not let it slip through our fingers. We don't have a priest who is out of touch with our reality. He's been through weakness and testing, experienced it all but the sin. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help. Praise the Lord. One of our old favorites. Can't have a praise show without this song.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Woo! Okay. Now, Nathan, you want to react to that and to Hebrews 4 where it says to come boldly? What do you think about all that? Then we're going to get Betty.
my goodness.
Yeah.
I was sitting here praising God.
Woo, yes.
God, praising him because he's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of it.
Oh, and yes. When
you, and he inhabits the praises of his people.
Amen.
The fact that the people that are in chains, you know, people
right.
that are bound by the chains of Satan, but when you praise God, the chains fall powerless
oh,
behind you.
Oh, they do. They fall powerless.
Yes.
Powerless.
And so, you know, we just have to praise him.
Woo!
We just have to praise him.
Well, you know, it's just the presence of God in a song like that reminds us oh. of what we are supposed to be doing. Betty, talk to us.
Well, that was one of the songs when I first attended church back in 1985. The pastor of the church we were going to sang that song. And you know, when you go to a large congregation, a lot of people will just sit there and with their arms folded and so forth. But when that song came on, there wasn't a dry eye in the place because the presence of God filled that auditorium. And
right.
When you were talking about the you know the chains that are no longer there, a lot of people's inhibitions went with those chains.
Right.
And a lot of people who can't, they don't feel like they can raise their hands to praise the Lord, they raise their hands because all inhibitions, all timidity seems to fade away.
Yeah.
When the presence of God comes when we see them. And the other thing that happened, I think there were three miracles that day just because of that people began to praise him.
Yes.
In ways that they had never thought they could.
That's right.
And they became more bold when
right.
when they approached the throne. And it was just, I mean, that song just brings back so much joy and so many good memories of what God do when we praise him.
Woo, which you just gave us the perfect segue here to verse 6 of Acts 3. Peter says to him, because the man asked for money and he expected them to give him money. And Peter says in Acts 3:6, I don't have a nickel to my name, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. He grabbed him by the right hand, and the man said, leave me alone. I don't want my miracle. I'm
no,
fine,
no,
just the
no.
way I am.
Wrong version.
Okay, preach me down there, Nathan. Preach me down, because I said it wrong.
He grabbed him by the right hand and pulled him up.
Woo!
In an instant, his feet and ankles became firm.
Yes.
He jumped to his feet and walked.
Whoa. Wow. What then? Go on to verse 8. What happened?
The man went into the temple with them, walking back and forth, dancing and praising God. Everybody there saw him walking around and praising God. They recognized him as the one who had sat begging at the temple gate, beautiful, and rubbed their eyes, astonished, scarcely believing what they were seeing.
Here's the point I want to make. When God shows up, and he does when we are anticipating something, this man was anticipating money. Sometimes we mm-hmm. anticipate money, and what God wants to do is give us something so much better than money, a spiritual
so
miracle.
Better.
You know what I mean, Nathan? I mean, don't you think there are a lot of times
yes,
people anticipate money, and God says, I got something better than money for you. Golly, money,
yep.
that's nothing compared to what I have for you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Talk to me about that, Betty, and then we'll go back to Nathan on this, because that's what I think. A lot of times we're expecting to win the lottery or we're expecting this big windfall and that's going to solve all our problems. And God is saying, as you praise me, I'm going to do a work on the inside of you. We'll open you up for your miracles.
Well, and I think that's exactly what, I mean, you're right on.
Thank you.
You're right on.
Thank you.
Like you always are.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I think that people expect some people expect something for nothing.
True.
And God tells us that just like with this man is that he showed him, I mean, the man had sat for years at that beautiful gate, and all of a sudden someone paid attention to him. Someone, he knew in his heart, he knew that there was, he thought they would want money for what they did or what they were going to do. And it's like, no, that's not what we want to do. God wants to heal you. And it's amazing to me how ecstatic and how exuberant that this man was after he received his miracle. So money fell by the wayside. There was no exchange of currency whatsoever, coins or whatever.
Right.
It was an exchange of God's presence, God's
exactly.
miracle work power, that if we come expecting.
Yes. Preach it.
That God moved
yes.
mightily.
Yes.
And when I read that after you sent that yesterday, there were three people that came to mind when I read that scripture. And they need to take the word of God to heart of what that verse is saying, is that get up, get out of your bed and walk.
Exactly.
And let the Lord work through you. Yes, there may be some obstacles that you're going to have to face, but God wants to heal you.
Right.
He wants to take you to a new place in Him.
Praise God.
And that's what praise does, Pastor and Nathan. It
yeah.
takes us to a new level. It takes us to a new, level is the only word I can think of right now. That's what praise does. It takes us, it gets us higher and higher. And we get faced up again. I'm going to use that phrase. It gets us faced up to the point where our praises come naturally.
Right.
There's no trumping them up, or there's no making them up. It's just, it comes naturally. It
yes.
flows like butter.
Yes.
It flows like butter.
Yeah. Woo! Amen, amen. And that's how it should.
All right.
Talk to us, Nathan. Amen. This is how it should happen. We should just... this guy doesn't say this guy sat down and tried to figure out what he should do for the fact that now he could walk. He went in the temple and started dancing and praising God. And obviously he hadn't been a dancer because he'd been sitting there lame for all those years. His legs and his feet didn't even work.
That struck me.
Huh?
That struck me. You
Did
know,
it?
That he danced.
Yes.
Danced. You know, God said to praise him in the dance.
Absolutely.
Praise me in the dance.
You know, I'm not a dancer. I grew up in a missionary kid's home, and I was a kid to missionaries. I don't know. That didn't sound right. But anyway, and we, our church, they didn't allow dancing. It was that kind of thing. So I never really learned to dance. But now with my great-granddaughters that are with me a lot, my little twin babies that just turned 3 last week, which is cool, A and B, Aaliyah and Briley, one of their favorite things to do when they walk in my door is music, Nana, music, you know? And so I turn on Pandora, and usually we play the Beach Boys or something like that, and we three dance all around the office. We dance till we can't dance anymore, till somebody falls down tired. You know, and it's, they love to dance. It's in, my point is, we are all built to dance, even if we've been, if we've grown up not knowing how to dance, quote unquote. That's what I'm trying to say. You can quote me on that, Betty.
So you can dance best.
No, I really can't, but I can dance with them because they're babies. You know, I can dance with the babies. And
yes, that's right. And you know what? That honors God. He knows that.
Do the Beach Boys? You know, the Beach Boys honors
yeah,
God?
Yeah. The Beach Boys, are they're good guys.
Oh, they are. No, we dance to praise music too, but just the same. Go ahead.
Well, and that's what I think that Rylan is instilling in
yes,
them.
Yes, she you is. Rylan and Taylor are.
Mm-hmm. Is that they are instilling in them the beauty of praising God
yes.
through song.
Yes.
Through the tambourine, through the lair, through...
Oh, they love it. Oh.
Or whatever. But, you know, it just looks like even my little... I'll just talk about my little granddaughter, Zoe.
Go right ahead. Go ahead.
Is she dances.
Yes.
I mean, I don't...
Oh, she does, yeah.
she just loves to sit there, and now she's, you know, now she's getting into the body thing instead of just the head and the hands.
Right.
But anytime music comes on, and we try to listen to a Christian music as much as possible, but then sometimes country slips in or the Beach Boys slip in.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. She doesn't care who's around. She doesn't care. You know, who's watching, is if the music comes on, the beat's there, she's into it. And I know Megan has, we all dance here. I've seen you dance. It's not pretty, but you know what? It glorifies the Lord.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. That's great. Well, I love this. Look at verse 11 of Acts 3. The man threw his arms around Peter and John, ecstatic. Okay, he is praising God. He is dancing and praising and causing quite a scene. And he goes and just grabs Peter and John and hugs them. And boy, we've done that in services, haven't we? Where the presence of God is so strong, you want to grab everybody around you and hug them and just make them feel God. Yeah. Nathan, talk to me about that, because you and I, we do that a lot. We just hug and love, you know, just because God's love in us together, you know?
I am so glad that people can receive a hug from me, because I'm a hugger.
Yes, you are a hugger.
And some people don't necessarily receive a hug.
Right.
You know, they don't receive.
Well, Peter and John did.
They sure did, didn't they?
Yeah. Peter and John did.
And they entered into the rejoicing of this man. They entered into it by receiving what he gave to them. You know, this is awesome.
Isn't this awesome stuff? Oh, this is great. And you know what? Believe it or not, that first hour has gone by very quickly. Nathan, are you getting off here at the top of the hour?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Betty, do you want to say anything to him before he goes and you and I stay on?
Well, Nathan, not to embarrass you or to say anything, but you were one of the three people that came to mind on that one verse. Because Peter, he grabbed that man by his right hand. And that's what the Lord is going to do for you.
Amen.
He's going to grab you, Nathan.
Woo!
The right hand, and he's going to pull you up.
I pray.
You're not going to need that walker anymore. You're going to be able
to praise God.
And be able to praise God the way that you love to praise him. Is with music, with dance. God's going to start giving you some new songs. He's going to give you a new melody in your heart.
He's going to
give you the ability to start writing again and putting it into words and putting it into music.
Music
will come first and then the words. But you were one of those people. I don't want to embarrass you, and I don't want to make you feel, I wish you would have told me this in private, but He's going to raise you up.
Praise God.
I believe it.
All right, we agree with that right now. And Lord, we just thank you in the name of Jesus for this prophetic word for Nathan, and he receives it right now. Lord, we believe that his days are not over in music and dancing and praising God and writing music. Lord, we believe right now that what has happened to this man so long ago that sat at the temple door forever, a lame man, can happen to Nathan right now, and that he be raised up in strength and power and your anointing, God, to become all that you would have him to be, no matter what his age is. It doesn't matter our age. Age is just a number. And we have so much to accomplish for God's kingdom, and we're going to do it with enthusiasm and vigor and strength, and we're going to do it in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Praise God. All right. Nathan, you have a final word. You got about 20 seconds.
Well, God is the same God today that he was back then. For he said, I never change.
Amen.
And he's the same God, the same miracle-working God that he was back then.
Amen.
And I'm believing him for the miracle.
Amen. We agree with you.
I praise him. And I just praise him for the opportunity.